Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Disney bride Vanessa Gallagher about her wedding at the Wedding Pavilion with a reception at Paddlefish. Now, Vanessa planned pre-COVID, but I thought you guys would be interested to hear about how she planned all of this and how everything turned out. So welcome, Vanessa.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. I would love to start at the very beginning and find out how you and your fiancé decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disney.
I first saw a Disney bride when I was 6 years old. And that was when I decided that I was going to have my Disney wedding one day. And my parents found it funny. But then I met my future husband at 16. And he started going to Disney with us. And he fell in love with Disney as much as I am in love with Disney. So it was a no-brainer, really. Like, we just wanted to get married at Disney. So we did it.
So how did your friends and family react when they found out where the wedding was going to be?
Badly. They didn't want us to get married outside the country. I'm from Canada. And they didn't want to travel. So my family is the only one that travels in our whole family. And it's Sam's family. It's the same thing. So everyone thought we would have it in Quebec. And they were a bit bummed, and a lot of people decided not to come because of it. But our close family and friends were there, and that's what's important.
How many guests did you invite, and how many were able to be there?
Our original list for our Quebec City wedding, if we had a wedding at our hometown, was 72 people. And we talked to every one of them individually. We didn't do invites or anything because we knew a lot of people were going to say no. And we didn't want to waste money on like invitations that were going to end up like wasted. So we talked to everyone individually. We're really close to these like 70 people. And then we were 14 total and we had 12 guests come.
Okay. And so did you do anything like an at-home reception after you got back for the people who weren't able to be there?
Unfortunately, no. COVID hit. I got married on March 2nd, and on March 13th, everything closed. So we weren't able to do anything. We're still waiting for everything to open. Nothing is open right now here. We can't go see our family. We can't see our parents or anything. So it's not possible for now to do a reception.
Okay. Did you set up a room block for your guests?
Yes, we actually did. One person ended up using it out of everyone because we decided to pay for everyone's room. My parents are DVC members and we had a lot of points. So they decided to give us a present to pay for a lot of people's rooms. So all of my family, my two sisters, my two parents, me and Sam, and then Sam's parents as well were all paid with our DVC points. And then we had one friend stay with my mom and one friend stayed at a different hotel and one friend used our room block. But with the DVC points, we could register our rooms. So they counted toward like the 10 nights that were necessary. So it was okay, but we didn't get like any free nights or anything. It didn't count towards that, but it counted towards just having the room block.
Right. Okay. Now, how did you choose the day of the week and time of day for your wedding?
We originally planned to get married on a Tuesday because we were getting there on the Saturday, and then we decided to get married on the Monday at like the last minute because my sister was working and her boyfriend as well, so it was difficult for them to like stay a lot more than a few days. And I really wanted her to be there. She was my maid of honor. So we just switched to Monday so we could accommodate. And like we were there anyways. So Monday or Tuesday, it didn't really matter for us. And the 2:30 ceremony, we decided to go with 2:30 because of the lighting. Like some people on the group, this bride group said like the lighting at 2:30 was good. And at 5, we're worried that all the time spent in between the ceremony and the reception, and it was gonna end up being really late. So that's why we decided 2:30 was ideal. We had like a lot of time in the morning, so we didn't have to wake up at like 4, and we had a lot of time at night, so we didn't like end up being up until like 3 in the morning because we had our park shoots the next day.
Wow, okay. Now, how did you choose the wedding pavilion for your ceremony and paddlefish for your reception?
We chose the wedding pavilion. It was a no-brainer as well. Same thing as when I was little and saw the bride getting married at the wedding pavilion. I was a bit worried at first when I saw it because I knew it had updated because it didn't have like the same exact decor that I knew. But when I once I saw like the new wedding pavilion, which is like what it is now, it's like beautiful. So I wasn't worried anymore. I decided to go with that. And we thought it was like the most official thing next to a church. That's why we decided to go with the wedding pavilion. And then paddlefish. I originally wanted Teppan Edo at the Japan Pavilion. But with my dress and everything, and the fact that there are only like 8 people tables, we couldn't all be together, even if we were only like 14. We couldn't be all at the same table. They wouldn't guarantee that we could be even seated at the same place and stuff. So we like scratched Tepanero, even if I really wanted it. And we decided to go with something maybe similar in terms of food with like seafood and stuff. And that's when I read your book actually, and it said on the paddlefish there was like options. And we really loved Fulton's Crab House, which was the paddlefish before, and we knew like the food hadn't changed, so we decided to go there. And I communicated with the event planner of the paddlefish directly, and they all set it up for us, so it was really great and was really easy.
That's great. Did you use the room on the top deck?
We use the bow. I think it was a small room with a bar in it. It's like the one with a really cool wall decoration.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's one of the small rooms and it had a bar in it, which was really cool because they could like just bring us drinks really fast. So it was cool.
Now, because you were one of the last couples to use the escape package, you also had a cake and champagne celebration. Can you talk a little bit about how you chose the room for that and any entertainment you added?
Yes, so we did our cake and champagne celebration at the Grand Terrace, which is at the Grand Floridian. It was really great because it's all white and it was perfect for photos. So we had an idea that we wanted this room in particular because we saw it on your website and we really liked the idea of like the white backgrounds for the photos, and it was outside and it was really sunny at that time of day, which was approximately maybe like 4 p.m. So we really liked it there. And that's why we decided, we didn't know if it was going to be available until 30 days before. So that stressed me out a little bit, but it turned out fine. And yeah, so we had our cake celebration, which we spent about 20 minutes in. Because we had to take photos and we're a little bit behind schedule with the ceremony and everything, so everything was a bit rushed. But it was great. We had our first dance there, and fortunately, we had our first dance there because we didn't get to dance at the paddlefish. So that's like a great gift that God sent us, I think, that we had like a cake and champagne celebration before, because the paddlefish turned out to be like only a dinner. So yeah.
Got it. Okay. Now, for your cake, do you have any flavors you would recommend?
Yes, my cake was amazing. My cake was actually gluten sensitive, so it's not gluten free. They said in the BEO it was written as no gluten added cake because I'm not celiac. I'm just gluten sensitive. So traces of gluten or anything like that was fine for me. So the Grand Floridian Bakery could actually make my cake. And we chose the same filling for the both for both our tiers, but we got chocolate cake with raspberry buttercream, which was the best cake I've ever had in my life. And the other one was vanilla and raspberry buttercream. But the chocolate cake won by far. It was the best cake I've ever had. And definitely when I go back to Disney, I think I'll order a cake again, which is like similar. I think you can do that. So I think we'll order like a mini cake just to remind us of like what it tasted like. So yeah, it was really special. It was really good.
Now, when you went to Paddlefish for your meal, did you take the cake with you, or how did that work?
Yes, we took the cake. Someone boxed it up for us. I don't really know like what happened between, because I bet like people don't want to bother the bride, but it was there when we got there. And I know my husband got a bag ready for everything we needed at the paddlefish, because we didn't actually use any entertainment. We had two Bose speakers and we connected our phone to it, which had like playlists for the dinner and the dancing. So it was really easy, and we had everything in a bag ready. So that's what I recommend too, like for organization and like preparation, to have everything ready before the day, because on the day it goes by so fast that you don't get to see anything like that, or you don't get to arrange the things you have to bring. So
Right.
that's a thing that helped us a lot, just planning in advance everything we had to take with us, so it was really easy on the day.
That's great. Do you have any menu items from Paddlefish you could recommend?
Yes, I loved the lobster guacamole. It's an appetizer that you can take. It's usually for two or four people, but we were 12, so I think we ordered three for the whole table. And we got to have king crab legs as our entree, which was amazing. And I got it like all worked and like broken for me. So
Oh,
I could
nice.
only, I don't know how to say it in English.
So they actually cracked the legs for you and pulled out the
Yeah, they
meat?
cracked. Yes. Because I said, like, because I'm the bride and I don't want to stain my dress or anything, can you maybe break the legs for me and like pull out the meat from the crab? And they did it, because they can do that for little kids, I remembered. So I was like, maybe they can do it for me. So it was really easy to eat and I didn't have any problem. I know like it maybe not is recommended for the staff. They don't want me to say that, but it was really easy for me. So that was really, because I was worried, like, how am I gonna eat crab with like a big dress, right? Even my reception dress was pretty big, so I was worried about like staining it or anything like that. So it really helped me in that way.
Well, I think that is a great tip.
I asked if they said like no, I would have understood and I would have done it myself, but since they were like, oh yeah, of course, and stuff, so it was just easy, and I found it really nice of them to do that for me.
That's wonderful. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how your day ran?
Yes, so I got up at 6:30 because I was really excited and I can't sleep when I'm excited. So we got to bed the night before at like 3 because I hadn't read my vows with my friend that stayed in my room the night before. So I got up at 6:30, and the room that we were getting ready in was actually my mom's room because she had a one bedroom villa at the Grand Floridian. So it was just next door. So that was really easy for us. So me and my best friend, we just went straight up to my mom's room, and at 8, Stacy, Otto, and her makeup artist came, and they did my hair at first. Jen did my hair, and she got them like all curled because I had extensions, so it took a really long time. So she wanted to have the time to just do my hair and stuff. She did all the makeup for like every other girl that was in the room because I had all the girls from the whole party. So we were 12, right? So I think we were like 8 girls, maybe, or 6. So we were all in the same room, and the guys actually got ready in my room, so in me and Sam's room. And so they were just next door. So if we had to communicate with one another, it was really easy. And it was just a coincidence. We didn't ask for anyone to like put our rooms together, but they were nice enough to do it, I guess. And yeah, so that's when we got ready. And the time went by so fast. And at 12, Brittany got in our room to take photos. We added 1 hour of photography, and our video package with David was a Trinity Wedding Cinema, started at the same time. So at 12, they both arrived and they took photos, videos of everyone. It was really great. And then at 1 or like 2 even, people weren't getting ready yet, and our wedding was at 2:30. I didn't want anyone to see me in my big dress, so I wanted every girl to get ready before me and then get out of the room so I could put my dress on at the last minute. So that's what we did, but it was really close to the time that we had to go. So we were supposed to exchange gifts, but we didn't have time to. So I think, like, knowing now, I think I would have planned it a little better because I thought, oh, from 8 to 1 or 1:30, I have the time to do everything I want, right? But it goes by so fast, and you get ready, you get your makeup done, your hair done, you talk with your friends, you eat. So it goes by really fast. So we had our ceremony after that. And after we took photos with all our family, they were really great. My parents were getting divorced at that time, and Brittany really helped bring everyone together. And I'm going to say this here because I was really worried about that. My parents didn't get along, and I didn't know like if it was going to create tension once we had to take pictures, right? So she just organized everything perfectly, and she talked to them individually to have pictures individually with me, with Sam, with the couple, everything. So DFAP, I think, if I can say one thing, they're really trying to make your wedding day like the best day that you can have. And I think Brittany in particular, I didn't like work with anyone else, but Brittany was really amazing for that. So I really thank her. Yeah, so after our ceremony, we had our cake and champagne. We didn't stay very long because we wanted to take more pictures around the Grand Floridian. So we went and got pictures. And while we were doing that, our limo charter, which came with the escape package, got every guest to Disney Springs. So while we were taking pictures and while I changed from my ceremony dress to my reception dress, everyone was getting to Disney Springs to the paddlefish. So we didn't have to worry about that, which was really great. I think it would have complicated a lot of things if we had told everyone just to get there. It would have been, I think, too complicated, even if we were only 12. So I can't imagine if you're like a lot of people. So the limo charter really helped us. And once I got changed, the limo picked us up and we went to Disney Springs, had our dinner at the paddlefish. And I didn't read the fine print for our paddlefish contract, but our reception was only 3 hours. So we got to dinner, we got to dine there, and we talked and stuff. But once we were getting ready to like party and maybe dance, they told us to get out. So they were like, okay, well, this is over. Thank you for coming. Goodbye. So we were like, oh, what? This is our wedding and stuff. They were like, yeah, well, that's too bad. Yeah, so we had to get out. That was really sad, but we didn't get to dance or anything. So I think it was 9 when we like got out of the paddlefish. And then like we didn't want our night to be over at like 9, right? So a few of our friends and us, me and Sam, decided to just go around Disney Springs and shop and stuff just to like go around and still be in our wedding attire and on our wedding day. So it was really fun. And it wasn't like the night that I expected, but it was still really fun. And I think everyone was looking at me, which I don't like at all. But one girl came up to me and she was so excited to see me, and she spoke Spanish. I speak French, but we couldn't communicate with each other. So she was just so excited, and her mom wanted to take a picture, but I'm not like anyone, right? I'm just like one girl, like walking around Disney Springs. So I still have my husband took a picture of me getting the photo with the girl, like I was some sort of celebrity. It was really funny. But then we got to our room maybe at midnight, and we had our park shoots like at 5 in the morning, and I had to get my dress back on, which takes about 30 minutes to do because it's a regular corset. So my mom helped us for the park shoots, and we did our park shoots, and that's it. That was our wedding, like 3-day wedding.
And then you went to Chef Mickey's after your park shoot.
Yeah, exactly. So because we didn't want to have characters at our reception, or we couldn't actually because it was paddlefish, but we didn't want the characters to be only at the champagne celebration because we knew it wasn't going to be that long. And we just wanted to take maybe pictures with the characters, but not necessarily at our reception because we wanted a wedding at Disney, but we didn't want a Disney wedding. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what we had.
Yeah, so we didn't want, like, we had our cake that had little Mickey heads on it, and our cake topper was Lumiere and Plumette, but that was it. We didn't have like Disney anything except for the location, and we wanted it to stay that way. But like dining with the characters at breakfast just after our park shoots, we knew that we were going to be hungry, and Chef Mickey's was one of my favorite restaurants growing up because of the characters that were all dressed in like chef attire. So we got to take pictures with them. They're really informal. They're just pictures with our phone, but it was really fun, and we like all the people around us were really nice, and the cast members were amazing. They helped us with my dress because I had my ceremony dress, which has a 6-foot train. So that was awful getting around with that around a restaurant. So they really helped us, and I decided to break up my wedding bouquet and distribute the roses to everyone I could. So I was just like looking at kids and they were smiling at me, and I was just like asking their parents if I could give them a rose and stuff because I got the idea of getting married at Disney because I saw a Disney bride, right? So I thought like maybe I can recreate the moment for another little girl, maybe, or like another child. So I really love doing that.
That's wonderful. When you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention or your budget?
I think our attire was really important to us. We were getting ready to spend thousands of dollars on our attire because we thought if we're spending so much money on photography, which was one of our important aspects as well, we wanted to look great. So my dress is amazing, and I really wanted Sam to be special as well. I think there's a lot of importance given to the bride on the wedding day. but maybe like the men don't get the spotlight as much, I feel like. And I didn't want Sam to go through that because it's his wedding and he really likes fashion and stuff. So we found his suit. It was really inexpensive, actually. So that was like a coincidence, a happy coincidence, but his suit was really nice. And that was one of the most important things. The second one was the food. So like I said, we had king crab legs. We had an open bar for 12 people. It wasn't like a big deal, but I'm really specific about what I drink. I don't drink at all, except for one champagne. So I had the Grand Floridian organize the cake and champagne celebration for the champagne to be this specific champagne when I got there, just for me and Sam. And then I got the paddlefish to get 2 bottles so I could just have champagne, like during the dinner if I wanted. So that was really nice. And I didn't even know I could do that. But I asked the Grand Floridian, because if you ask, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But if you don't, like, they surely won't do anything, right?
Right.
So I asked and they were like, yeah, no problem. We can organize that for you. How many bottles would you like? It was Veuve Clicquot. So yeah, so we had the champagne that we wanted and it was really special because it's a good champagne. And now when we get it, it just reminds us that we were drinking it on our wedding day. So it's just really special. So yeah, I think that was it. I think videography was something that I hesitated a lot about, but it's something that I'm so grateful that I invested in videography, because the video, I didn't share it with anyone. I shared a small portion of my pictures on the Disbright group because I'm a really private person. I don't know. I'll share everything on the Disney podcast now, but yeah, so it was really private, and the videography was all done in French. So, yeah, because our ceremony was all done in French, and our vows and everything. So David was actually able to translate everything for us. So we translated the text, like the raw footage, so we could translate it within maybe like 10-second shots. So it was like easy for him to edit, or easier for him to edit, because it must have been like really awful if you don't speak the language to edit a video like that.
Right.
But it was really impressive. The video is all in French. So for us, it's really special because we wanted our video in French. It was really special that he could do that for us and we didn't even know it was possible. So we were really grateful for that. And I think it makes everything more special, because pictures, they're just like snapshots of a moment. But when you see like how you moved, how your hair flowed, how you smiled, it was just really special. Videography is such an important thing. And I think everyone should get a video of their wedding.
How did you find an officiant who spoke French?
My husband's best friend is the one who officiated our wedding. We went with the Universal Church on the internet. It took 5 minutes to get him ordained, and he got his certificate and everything. And we checked with the Brevard County just to make sure like everything was okay, because obviously you don't want trouble with the actual wedding. But everything was fine. And we just got him to sign and everything. And I was a bit worried that whether he was going to do like a good job or not, because officiating wedding, it's like pretty big, right? So it's a big responsibility, but he took it so seriously. And I didn't do anything with the ceremony. I wanted it to be kind of a surprise. So him and my husband organized everything, from like the words to the stories that he told. And my sister told like a story or something like that. I'm like a text during the ceremony. So everything was organized perfectly. And I think it was the best way for us to not have trouble, because we didn't want our ceremony to be in English. And that was like the best way to integrate like our friend into it too, because he's been part of our lives. Like, he was my friend since I was 5, and he's my husband's best friend since they knew each other at 12 because we were all at the same primary and secondary school. So he like grew up with us, and he kind of was the one who like took us together when we first started dating. So it was really special to have him officiate our wedding.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what aspects of the wedding were less important when you were planning, where you saved your money or your effort?
I'd say there was two things. I don't like flowers, or I'm not particularly like a fan of flowers. I didn't want flowers everywhere. And the wedding pavilion is so nice by itself that I thought we could get away with like no flowers at all, which was perfect because we didn't need them at all. And the only flowers that we had were my bouquet, my bridesmaid's bouquet, which were two white roses bouquet, and I had red roses, and there was my husband's boutonniere, and that was it. So that was the only flowers that we had. They were included with the escape package, so they didn't cost us anything or like anything more than what we already paid for with the escape package. I was really glad that I didn't spend anything on flowers because they weren't important to me, and on the wedding day I didn't even notice. So I thought that was great. I decided not to go with the coach for the same reason, because we could literally pay our honeymoon with like 2 hours of the Cinderella coach. So even if it was a dream of mine, I think I was sad for a moment that I chose not to take it. But like at the time of the wedding with the limo, it was still special. So we still had like special transportation, which was fun and different from just like using a car or a bus. So I think that made it special for us, even though it wasn't like the actual Cinderella carriage. What else? Like I said, the music, we didn't have entertainment because we were such a small group. So what we did, we just made playlists on our phone with Apple Music now. Or like Spotify and stuff. It's so easy. So we just organized a dinner playlist and a dancing playlist, which we didn't get to like dance to, but it's not like that big of a deal. But yeah, so the music and entertainment, we didn't pay anything for, actually. So that was where we saved money.
That's great. What ended up being your favorite memory of the day?
I have one memory in particular, because I sometimes do like snapshots of my life when I don't want to forget a certain memory or like certain moment that I'm living right now. I just take a really big moment to just notice as much things as I can so I don't lose the moment. And it was my husband at the altar. And I search for like photos because sometimes you think that it's a memory and it's just a photo that you saw, but there's nothing, like not any photo that looks like the memory I have. So I know it's a memory. So it's my husband and just looking at me while we were like at the ceremony, and we were so excited to just be getting married and stuff. So I think that's my favorite memory. Just like the ceremony itself was so memorable and it was so exciting and we were just like smiling throughout. So that was my favorite memory for sure.
That's wonderful. Did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
Yeah, so the paddlefish, we didn't know. I don't know if it was like a misunderstanding or stuff or something, because like when you think of a reception, you don't really think it's going to be 3 hours and they're going to kick you out, right? So that was really surprising and sad for me because I thought I was like clear on what I wanted, but apparently not. And I didn't read the contract like I was supposed to, I guess. So we agreed to 3 hours and not more. And I wish I would have just looked at the contract more and just like figure out that 3 hours wasn't enough to eat and to talk. But yeah, we still had a great time, but we would have loved to dance and have a real reception instead of just a dinner.
Right. And was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand and then it turned out not to be?
I don't think so. I was a really chill bride, I think. I didn't take that many things seriously because I knew it was only one day, right? So you can't control everything. And I think with the Disney planning team, everything is planned so perfectly, especially with the escape package. Everything was a done deal, right? You were just a guest at your own wedding. I think they said it like that. I think it was really great to just not have to worry about anything. And if I had like a problem, I could just tell someone. But we didn't have any. But if we had a problem, they would have just like jumped right on it and it would have been great. But we didn't have any problems on our wedding day for the ceremony and or anything. So I think everything went great.
That's so great to hear. And do you have any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
I think planning everything like you want and not listening too much to everyone around you. I know we had a lot of criticism for having a Disney wedding. No one wanted to travel, and even like our close family had some problems with it. And once they got there, they just realized how magical Disney was and how it was the perfect place for a wedding. It was a perfect place for us, you know. We know each other, we know what we want, and other brides and grooms are the same, like in the same boat, right? You know what you want. Sometimes you can ask for opinions, but ultimately it's your choice. If you want to do something, if you don't, like people couldn't figure out why I didn't want flowers. And then once they got there, they were like, oh, I'm so glad you didn't take flowers because it would have been too much or it would have been like unnecessary. And ultimately, they all agreed it was the best wedding they've ever been to. So that made me realize how much I listened to myself. And it was just the thing to do, you know? Listen to what you want and decide what you want, especially if you're paying for your own wedding. Sometimes I see posts. My gosh, it's fun to get family involved, but not with the final choices. So listen to what you want, but then decide for yourself. That's my advice. Yeah.
That's great advice. Well, Vanessa, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in planning a wedding or a vow renewal at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, disneyweddingpodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.